Well, good evening, TCU fans. My name is Sean Fouché. I'm with the Killer Frogs and want to welcome everybody to the 2022 Women's Soccer Kickoff Party. Yay.
And a big round of applause. Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry, folks. This is what you got tonight. We don't have an applause sign. So thank you so much for showing up tonight. We are here with Ryan Zeller, co-owner of Killer Frogs.
Hi, everybody.
And we're going to start off tonight talking to Coach Eric Bell. And Coach, thank you for joining us. And I want to talk a little bit about this upcoming season, but it would kind of be remiss to not kind of go back a little bit and talk a bit about the previous season. You guys, this is your 11th year going into TCU women's soccer, and you guys had an excellent showing last year, ending in a Sweet 16 berth in the NCAA. And you guys are one of the few teams, I think, over the last few years that have had six straight appearances in the NCAA tournament. So, Coach, talk to us a little bit about how do you feel about transitioning from last season into this season?
Oh, first of all, thank you guys for being here and doing this. I think that this being our first ever kickoff party and you guys wanting to host it and be a part of it and sponsor it as well as do this podcast has been awesome. So thank you for doing that. I try not to dwell on the past, right? But for this purpose, you know, we'll do that. We had an awesome season last year, and credit to our players for coming in fit and ready to rock and roll and compete at a high level, and had a good season. As you said before, advanced to the NCAA tournament for the sixth time in a row. We won the regular season conference championship as well as the conference tournament championship, and we advanced to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. And I think after that game against Rutgers, I think we still have a bit of a sour taste in our mouth, knowing that we probably could have done a little bit better. I think we left a lot of meat on the bone, if you will. And I know that our players are chomping at the bit to rectify that scoreline and ultimately get better and make it further into the tournament and hopefully be playing the first weekend in December, which is the Final Four.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, talk to us a little bit about your upcoming schedule. We were looking through it, and y'all play some fantastic teams, especially that are non-conference. That's really exciting. I know you've got a big game against Wisconsin to open up the season. We're going to try to get everybody out there to come and fill the stands for that. It's an evening game, so it won't be too hot.
Sure. We wanted to test ourselves and get us ready to play the conference portion of our schedule. And, you know, we really wanted to see where we were as a group, as a program. And so we start off the first weekend against Wisconsin and Minnesota. And then we have not defending national champ, but they've won national championships in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
They're coming to town. We also are playing Duke is coming to town. And we're going off to play USC out in California. We're also going out to A&M to play those guys. And so it's a really tough non-conference portion of the schedule.
And you also have Harvard as well.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And so we have a really tough non-conference portion of our schedule, but iron sharpens iron, and we're looking forward to, you know, seeing where we are as a program against the nation's best.
It is an exciting start to the season, especially at a conference. And then, of course, we kick off the Big 12 season with Texas. Mm-hmm. So this opening non-conference schedule, when you were looking at this and as you guys were preparing the schedule, what do you want to get out of this first part of the season?
Well, obviously we want to win.
Yeah, other than win, obviously.
But we want to get exposed, right? We want to be able to deal with different things and people throwing different things at us. So ultimately, we have this, I guess, glossary of different types of styles of play that we've played against going into postseason play. And we're not taking postseason play for granted, but the expectation is that we're in postseason play, both the Big 12 tournament as well as the NCAA tournament. And so, you know, we want to be exposed. We want to have to solve issues. We want people to do things to us that, you know, make it hard on us and ultimately prepare us for the rigors of the rest of the season.
Tell us a little bit about your recruiting class. I know you've signed, is it 11? And yeah. Then several came in early, so they've already been practicing this past spring.
Right.
And also how the transfer portal maybe affects your it changes up a lot?
Sure, a little bit. I think that we dibbled in it a little bit, and we have one young lady from Oklahoma and Megan Riley here from that was here last semester.
Yeah.
And so she had a chance to train with us, but we haven't. I guess I always say horse around. We haven't done a lot of work in the portal, but mm-hmm. if we need to, we will.
Yeah.
We're really excited about this class. A lot of very talented, skillful players that you'll see throughout the course of the season, and we're looking for a lot of them to have immediate impact in our team, and we're going to need them to. We have people locally from the Texas and DFW area, as well as some people from out of the market, if you will, from California, Utah, Kansas, all over the place. So we have some kids that are going to come in, and you're going to be. We have some talent. We have talent all over the place, and you know, hopefully throughout the course of the preseason, we figure it out and find out the best 11.
You know, one of the things when we've talked to other coaches, especially when they have hit a high level consistently, they've talked to us about how the perception of TCU has really kind of changed on the recruiting trail. How has the last several years, and especially this, you know, since COVID, especially with the showing that the team had last year, how has that raised or how has that changed the perception on the recruiting trail? Have you noticed more people coming out and being, hey, I'm more interested in TCU?
A little bit. I think that for us, the perception definitely locally has changed with the local kids from the DFW market, as well as Texas as a whole. And this whole region, I think that the perception of our program has changed. Now, when you go nationally, I still think there's work to be done as far as, you know, exposing different areas around the country to our style of play and to our program. And so there's still work to be done. And we're talking to kids all over the country and having to educate them still on things that, you know, we would hope that we would be past this point where we have to explain a lot, but we do. And so that's where we're at, and we have to roll with that.
So in your years at TCU, what have you seen change the most from when you got here in 2016 and then through today with the program, just with all your national exposure and all your winning that you've done back-to-back Big 12 champions?
Well, we're definitely able to recruit a different caliber kid,
yeah,
right? And kids that are in, you know, national team pools and kids that have, you know, played on the national team and traveled around the world and played. And so those are the type of kids that we're recruiting. And now we're recruiting against the Blue Bloods in women's college soccer, which is cool, but still hard, right? But that's where we ultimately want to be, and we gotta figure out a way to win these recruiting battles and continue to stockpile talent so that we can continue to raise our level and be good as a program.
Well, we're going to move on to one of your athletes that came through the transfer portal, but before we go, I would love for you just to tell the audience what's special about this team, to come out and experience a game and just – tell us one little thing, give us a little nugget about the team.
Well, I'm a little biased on our style of play, and I think that we try to pass the ball and play at a pretty attractive style of soccer, but also trying to win, right?
But and certainly so, a fan favorite.
Well, I hope so. For me, it has to be aesthetically pleasing to my eye and our staff's eye, and so we want to play, quote-unquote, the beautiful game, and hopefully people come out and appreciate it and learn about the game through our style of play. So hopefully that happens.
Coach, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate
you for doing this.
And we wish you well in the upcoming season.
Thank you.
All right. Well, speaking of exciting players, where is Megan Riley?
Yay. Oh, thank you. It's all right. Hi.
Good. How are you all?
Thanks for sitting down with us today. How's it been going?
It's going good. The event seems like it's popping.
It's
and
getting
more people are coming in.
It
so.
Is. It's
okay.
Yeah, it's getting packed in here. It's a little loud too, so
yeah,
that's a good
getting
sign.
Getting a little more crowded, so but exciting night. So.
Did you get your picture taken on the purple carpet yet?
Not yet. We were here a little bit early, but I'll have to go back down and take another picture.
Well, tell us, you are one that came from out of the transfer portal. So you took advantage of that pretty quickly. You were at OU, originally a Texan, though. So
yes.
You got back to Texas as fast as
wait,
you
so
could.
Wait, wait.
Smart.
Started in Texas, decided to go north of the border, and then you've came back. So talk to us about that process.
Well, in high school, I kind of wanted to get away from home a little bit. I'm definitely family-centric, but I'm pretty independent, so I wanted to kind of experience something new. So, and OU was a great fit coming out of high school, and I really enjoyed my 4 years there, but just wanted to move back closer to home for my fifth year and be closer to my family. So,
I think a lot of kids are like that. I know we were probably out of high school not wanting to.
Well, I kind of did the opposite. I started in Oklahoma and then came to Texas.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, it's just a little bit different. But yeah, I could totally see that in the fifth year.
What when you entered the transfer portal, did you already know kind of where you wanted to end up? What was that process like? And then what's it been like since you've gotten here, and just the differences between a private school and a public state school?
I think, well, I kind of had some ideas of where I wanted to go transfer. I wasn't too picky location-wise. Texas was a bonus coming to TCU. It was more about my graduate program degree, so being
Which
able
is.
To have that supply chain management. So being able to have the graduate degree that I wanted, a lot of schools, two-year MBA and kind of different aspects, so that was a plus. And then just, I really just liked the coaches here and went through that process. It was kind of like recruiting in high school over again, so that was different. But 4 years later, being more mature and kind of knowing what I wanted for 1 year, and yeah.
It does make a difference, those 4 years, doesn't it?
Yes.
So speaking of that, what would your advice be to some incoming athletes that are in school and trying to figure out what they want to do, where they want to go? What do you know now that you did not know back then?
I think my biggest advice would be that everyone's process is different, whether that's injuries, different family situations, just different things like that. So just knowing that your process might be different than others, might take longer, might be shorter, and just trusting that process and just really communicating and figuring out what you want out of a school would probably be my biggest piece of advice.
And for this upcoming season, what would a successful season be to you? It'd be your last year. What does it mean to you?
I think to win a national championship, that's the goal here at TCU, and that would probably be the most successful season.
And lastly, which uniform are you going to vote for over there?
I'm probably going to vote for either the all-black or the all-purple uniform.
So you like, yep. Yep. So you don't think it gets too hot in the darker colors? You're okay with that? I always wonder about that.
We play at night, so it's not as bad. I don't have a preference usually, so either would be totally fine.
Well, the darker colors are definitely
more
swimming.
If it was like afternoon games in July, that would be a totally different decision.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay, I just want to ask kind of a fun question. When you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up?
When I was young, I wanted to be a professional soccer player and still do. I know that's kind of cliche, but I always wanted to play professionally, so still have that goal. So we'll see in a couple months.
Oh, that's wonderful.
One last question. Who's your favorite professional soccer player?
On the women's or men's side?
Either.
You can name both.
For the men's side, I really like Kimmich. He plays for Bayern Munich. And then for the women's side, I would probably say right now I really like Crystal Dunn, just her versatility and the way she plays.
Solid picks.
Yeah. Well, good luck. We're so glad to have you here at TCU. Glad you made the choice to come here. And we look forward to seeing you play a lot this season. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, next up, we have Messiah Bright.
I have to get this right.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. Well, these are things you got to hold like right up here.
Yeah, oh, okay.
There. Hello, Messiah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had to write all this down, so bear with me for
a moment
while I go
I
through
mean,
this.
Her resume is long.
TCU's first 40-point scorer, tallying a school record 17 goals and adding 6 assists on the year, owns a school record for goals with 39. First team all Big 12 honors. named Big 12 Player of the Week twice during the regular season, key to TCU's run to the Big 12 Tournament, and a berth in the Sweet 16, named to the Big 12 Tournament's Offensive Most Outstanding Player and United Soccer Coaches Association First Team All-American Honors, becoming the fifth Frog to be named an All-American in the past 2 years. I'm tired just reading all of that.
I think we need to give that an applause, everybody.
My That's gosh, amazing. That is quite an accolade, a list of accolades, and How are you preparing for this upcoming season?
Well, I think the most prepared that I can get is just staying dialed in, staying focused mentally, physically. I have a good group of girls that I'm proud to call my teammates. So I think it just all goes based off of just like balance from them as well as, just within myself on what I can bring to the table and what I can do to just help out and be a part.
So one reason we wanted you to come up here and visit with us today was to talk about your NIL experience. So what has that been like and what are you doing?
It's been pretty good. I've had a few deals here and there, not too many. I actually just signed with an agent with Trinity Agency. So now I'm under the wing of Maggie and her team, and she's been really helpful, just making sure that I can get every opportunity that I can. So overall, it's been really good. I have a lot in store, like a lot in the works. So I'm excited to see what I can bring and, what I can just be able to showcase throughout the season.
What has surprised you the most about NIL? I know it's kind of like the Wild Wild West. Yeah. No rules. We're kind of learning as we go. What did you think about it going in? And what have you learned now that you've been around it a little while?
Right. Okay. Well, for starters, I saw it as like an opportunity just for not only from an athletic standpoint, but just that we can use this opportunity to maximize our platform and to also just find ourselves outside of the field, so being able to connect with fans, connect to our audience, see what draws our audience to us as a player, as a person. So that's been the most outstanding thing that I've dealt with NIL. So
well, you mentioned platform. Is there something specific that you would like to come out of this NIL experience?
Well, the main focus is just I've been focusing on building my brand and maximizing my brand and what I can bring to the table outside of soccer. So I'm on TikTok. I've been trying to post more on social media, like on Instagram and stuff.
Tell us your handles. Tell everybody how they can follow you.
My Instagram is _mbright11. My TikTok is messy.messiah, so it's just half my name.
I like it.
And my Twitter is messiah_bright.
And all of those can be found also on the roster on the TCU website, too.
Right.
So talk to us a little bit. Okay, TikTok. That's something I have not gotten into completely. It can be dangerous for some people.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything weird that you don't want to let your coach see. You don't want to get injured before the season or anything like that. What are your videos
How many
like?
TikTok challenges yeah, no. have you done? Be honest.
How many challenges?
How many challenges have you done?
Oh, every single one.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I like to dance. So, that's mainly what I post. I always try to, make sure that I, try to stay the best, I guess, like representative of TCU soccer. People are always watching. I got younger kids that's always watching me. So we have a saying here, the jersey never comes off. So I stand highly of that. And yeah, so
I love that.
Everything is PG, I promise.
that's fantastic yeah. to hear. Cause I know a lot of players that we talk to, this whole new, you're talking about, raising your brand and
right.
raising your awareness about, mm-hmm. about who you are. I know talking to a lot of athletes in the past, especially in some of the other programs here at TCU, some of them kind of feel a little bit of trepidation about kind of putting themselves out like that because they know they're kind of looked upon as role models.
Right.
But you seem to have embraced that all for the better.
Yeah, I'm starting to. It took me a while to actually just put myself out there on social media. So, I've always had my dad like trying to push me to just show that side of myself. I actually took a class last semester, and it was a social media class. So that's what actually drew me into it as well. And now I'm way more comfortable than I used to be. That's for sure.
Sounds like classes are a lot cooler now than when we were here, Ryan. Yeah.
No doubt. No, yeah, I want to
exactly.
take that class. I may be calling you to get some advice on social media. Try how to work TikTok. All right. So your time at TCU, what's some advice? We're going to ask all the athletes this, but what's some advice to some incoming freshmen when they're looking for schools and just trying to figure out where they fit in, what program to look for? What stands out about TCU? What was the differentiator for you in coming here?
Yeah, so when I first, I'll start with the second question. So when I first wanted to, look into a school, I'm not really the type to just go far from home. So when standing on campus, I wanted a situation where it allowed me to feel that home away from home vibe. So TCU was honestly the perfect spot. It's right in Fort Worth. I'm only probably 30 to 40 minutes away from home. So it was like icing on the cake just to have my family come out and support me as well. That was also like a big priority of mine. And then just some advice. I think just, you know, go with what feels right. That's exactly what I did. And yeah, I don't regret it at all, you know?
That's true. I love that. And you don't hear that from people a lot. It is a feeling.
Right.
And it's not check boxes.
Exactly.
I mean, you can go down the list. Oh, they've got a fantastic locker room. Look at their mm-hmm. field. But at the end of the day, it's about your teammates and your coach and just the feeling you get on campus.
Right.
So I love that.
Yeah.
People need to say that more. Anything else you want to talk about this upcoming season, these particular games you're really, really looking forward to? I know you've got a big opening game. You start your conference play with UT.
Right.
Got some cool travel games. Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to?
I think I'm really just looking forward to building better relationships with my teammates. You know, we have a lot of incoming freshmen coming in, so it's going to be really exciting for them to just be on board and, like, get with the program and just, you know, see what we're about. I'm pretty sure they have a perfect idea already, but, you know, just being around family, I consider them my family. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's my fifth year, so it's the last ride.
I know it looks like you guys are already a pretty close-knit group.
Right.
And it's really interesting when you see teams like that
mm-hmm.
and just seeing you guys support each other.
Exactly.
Especially even through last season and some of the freshmen that were able to join you guys
yeah.
earlier on. It's been really nice from a fan perspective to really see how much you guys enjoy really competing with each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm really excited. Practices have been amazing. So I'm excited for them to get in front of the coaches and just show what they got. You know, they've already shown us. So. Yeah.
And y'all can just continue.
We have unfinished business, you know?
I'm really
excited, yeah.
Y'all have had back-to-back title wins. I mean, it's going to be a fun season.
Exactly.
I cannot wait to get out
yeah.
there and watch.
I'm so
Maybe
excited.
It's some cooler weather will come along.
I know.
Well, before we let you go, which uniform would you be voting for?
I think I'm feeling the black,
All
you know?
Right. It is sharp.
That's two for yep. two.
And I like the red, too.
I'm feeling the black.
Good.
A little hint to that bloodline.
Yep.
It's nice.
Exactly.
It is
the black,
nice.
The black is special.
Now, I heard, and this may be true, that Coach Tom's trying to work in a little lavender. How do you feel about that? I love it.
I don't know. But
I guess there's your answer. No comment.
The black speaks to me. So I mean,
see, there she goes again. She's a feeler. I love it. Well, we're so happy to sit down with you today, and good luck this
next
year.
Thank you guys for having me. It was yep. really nice meeting you both.
We appreciate it. And good luck on the upcoming season.
Thank you. Hope to see you guys out there.
Have fun tonight.
We'll
take
there.
Lots of pictures.
Thank you.
All right, next up we have Peyton.
Okay. Oh, here.
And Shay.
Oh. There they are.
All right.
You're welcome.
Do we need to talk louder?
Hi.
Just right up to your mouth.
If okay.
You
okay.
Like this. Close.
Like this.
Yes, like this.
There you go.
Okay. I know it feels yeah. awkward.
Thank God COVID's yeah, right. Yeah. yeah. Well, welcome. What do y'all think so far?
No, it's pretty cool.
This
We've never done this before.
That's
so.
What I was about to say, it's your first kickoff. That's so exciting. And I mean, I think you're going to have several hundred people here tonight. It's already filling up, and I can smell the food, and it smells so good. I can't wait to eat. So very exciting. And then just wanted to make sure that everybody here, make sure you go and vote for your favorite uniform.
Yeah,
and
vote for the black uniform,
okay,
please.
Y'all, you have it right there. That,
vote for the black uniform.
The
black uniform, yes.
That's four out of four. That's a sweep.
So I'm going to ask y'all the same thing I asked Messiah. What about lavender? I mean, you don't have a lavender yet, but do you like the lavender color?
Ryan, retro's back, but it's not all the way back to the 70s.
Tom loves it, and I fully support Coach Tom.
I honestly think that I would like lavender, but I like black more.
Yeah. It is sharp, I mean, yeah. it's really, especially with the bloodlines. So.
Yeah. yeah, black is my favorite color,
it
so definitely, yeah.
It's definitely sharp.
definitely.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, so y'all are, this is your last year. How do you feel about that? Do you get a little teary-eyed?
A little bit.
Not I yet, mean, you
yeah,
may later.
It will, yeah.
yeah. As you
yeah.
get closer to this season, this is your last time you're playing Texas, your last time you're going to play, you know, all these teams up until the very, very end. So
yeah.
talk to me a little bit about your feelings going into this last year.
I feel like it really hasn't hit me, honestly. I feel like each game
it's going to get more and more real. Truthfully, I don't like to look long term because then it gets sad. So I just try to like look at what's right in front of me. But it's going to be tough. Like, I was just talking to some alum, and they were saying, like, that last game comes, and you're like, wow. Like, that's it.
It goes by so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all have been here, what, four, five, going, how many, is this your fifth?
Are
going
we counting COVID years?
Year, yeah. And it's like a blink of an eye.
Yeah, because we caught a little bit of it last year toward the end, but we were fortunate enough to be able to play for another year. So we're just going to take it game by game and kind of embrace it as we go. So. Exactly.
So what is a successful season for you this year?
You said what is a success?
Yeah, what was success to you?
I definitely think our goal is to win the national championship, and that's we've been talking about it, and I think that's where everyone's mindset is set toward. So
is it like up in your locker room? Do you have motivators in your locker room that remind you what your goals are and all of that?
Yes and no. Once the coaches get around, that's who we ask. We're like, oh, can you buy us this thing so that we can, you know, be encouraged? Good. Right now, it's just us, but you will like write it on our board or we talk about it at practice and whatnot. So we're ready.
You know, like the football team for many years had that pyramid. Yeah. And then I know that the baseball team back when Coach Loschlenegel was here had certain things that they were doing specifically to look for forward to Omaha. Do you guys, have you all come up with something similar like that in the locker room?
Well, actually, just the other day, we had like a meeting led by the captains where we told the team, like, our goal is to win the national championship, and this is how we're going to do it. And then we told them, like, we're going to draw this up, and we're going to give it to everyone. So we don't have it yet, but it's, like, in the works. And it's going to be done really soon.
Yeah, we talk a lot about culture and the things that build our program up, and we think those things can really contribute to the success on the field. So that's something that we like really focus on as a team.
So y'all came in the same year, right? Oh, and that's so sweet. Oh, you'll be friends forever. So how has the team evolved? I mean, you've been a winning team since you came in, right? And so the goal just gets higher, the standard higher and higher every year. What has changed since your first year and going into this last year, if anything? Tell me a little bit about the journey.
I think just the buy-in from the jump. Every summer we see a kind of a difference in how put in and how focused we are, even without the coaches, because now we're without the coaches and we start on Monday with them, but without the coaches and just the captains, we've seen a difference in how intense and how bought in everyone is into the mission and the goal at the end of the day. So
yeah, and I think that our culture has also like grown so much. Like since freshman year, we kind of do this camp training thing with Eric, and their names are Eric and Mary, and it's been like literally changed our program, and now we can look back and say like, oh, we learned this and we learned this and we've implemented them. And so I think just like the maturity of the team has grown a ton, and it makes it a lot easier, like, you know, to be successful and do these things, like Shay was saying, when the little details in our culture is really good.
So if you were to tell future college athletes, soccer players out there who are looking for the school that they want to go to, what would you say about TCU? How would you get them to understand what it's like to be an athlete for TCU?
I was thinking about this earlier, and I think that the biggest thing for me is the people. Like, we talk all the time about how our team is special because, like, soccer is so up and down. Like success and failures come and go, and it's so unreliable. But the one thing that's constant is like the people that you're around. And I think that TCU, I mean, I've been here 5 years. I know like people at other schools, like I have never heard of someone who's enjoyed their team as much as the girls here enjoy each other. And so I think that changes your whole experience. If you don't like the people you're around, it's going to be really hard to enjoy your sport.
Yeah, I would definitely add on that. Go where you feel like home is, I think, because if you're not able to feel comfortable in your environment and the people around you, like Peyton was saying, you're not going to be able to actually perform on the field as well as you think you will. So,
perfect.
Well, that certainly, as we were talking earlier, that certainly shows itself on the field. You know, the way that you all play and the way that you compete and the way that you guys lift each other up, it really does look like a family out there competing. It's not just, you know, an interconnected group of players. You guys really do play and you live as a family.
Yeah, I agree. It's so fun. Like, it is so fun to play with your best friends and see them every day and encourage each other. It's I mean, yeah.
I was going to say, it's just crazy. Like, you can actually see the correlation between what's going on off the field and on the field. So, and over the years, we've seen that improvement over and over again. So,
well, I love it. We can feel it. When y'all all came up the elevator, you just look all so beautiful in your clothes. We always see you in your – I see y'all at baseball games, too, which is fun. That's another neat thing about
– Is this the fashion portion of the podcast?
I know. This is the girl part of the – they just all look so beautiful.
I think I'm going to go grab a drink.
But yeah, y'all just genuinely like each other. I mean, and that's great. You don't always get that on a team, especially when you get a bunch of girls around each other sometimes, you know. But yeah, and you can feel it. We feel it sitting in the audience watching y'all play, and you definitely – see it today when y'all are up here. Real quick, we have about another 60 seconds, 120 seconds. Tell me real quick something, like a major setback that you had or something you had to get over, maybe your injury that you had to get over while you were here to kind of help the new people coming in know that it's something that it's a kind of a blessing in disguise sometimes when things like that happen. Tell me about an experience you had.
Yeah, so I got injured my freshman year. I had plantar fasciitis in my heel, which was a pain, honestly. And I dealt with it on and off for 2+ years, kind of. And I think just having people surrounding you that you love and people that care for you, I really just think that brings you up and, like, keeps you motivated throughout that whole process. Because without that, without the support, it would be really hard to make it. So I think being at TCU was a great place because I was able to have that community around me to actually bring me up and get me through that.
Good. And you, Peyton?
Yeah. I definitely second that. I've had kind of a list of injuries. Like, I tore my ACL freshman year, and I think that was probably, like, the most that time in my life had the most influence on me. And it allowed me to just, like, see the sport and the people that I'm around and honestly, like, my life from a totally different perspective. And I think that that's really made me who I am today, the athlete, the person, the friend. And I've had some other injuries that have also done the same thing. And I think that each time something happens, as much as it sucks and it hurts, you learn so much from it. And it, like you said, it's a blessing in disguise.
Well, thank you all very much for sitting down with us. And we will be anticipating seeing you guys reach the top of your goal list. And we are looking forward to seeing you guys have an amazing senior year.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Ryan, I think that will do it for us tonight. Thank you all very much. Want to thank everybody for showing up again to this wonderful kickoff party. We hope you enjoy this evening's festivities. If you haven't already, you can go ahead and check your tables. There is a QR code in there. There will be photos and videos of tonight's proceedings online shortly thereafter. And if you want to join us and hear more from Coach Bell, we've got the State of the Frogdom coming up on August 26th.
Yes, we do, and it's at TCU Hyatt Lot 12, just right down the road from TCU. We'd love to have y'all all come out and talk with the coaches a little bit more. Appreciate you all being here. Can't wait for the season to get started. Go to GoFrogs.com, look up the TCU soccer schedule, and let's see y'all out at the field. Go Frogs.
Go Frogs.